the immortals, entering the shadowy portal, we pass beyond the world of dust into the realm of immortals. Traditional Taoist insight. The poet. Lu Tong was a tea sage of the Tang Dynasty, born near the end of the 8th century of our era. Little is known of his life, other than that he declined an offer to be a provincial officer, preferring a quiet life of renunciation and tea. He lived a secluded existence somewhere in the mountains of Hunan province, writing poems under the name Master Jade Spring. His poems, oh so elegantly, wrap around the way, capturing all the beauty and serenity found in a life of tea. And though his life took its course without any history or much story to speak of, other than his tragic death, I often find that my affinity to him is greater than other more renowned tea masters. His poems clearly demonstrate his presence and understanding of the power tea has to help us live more natural, complete lives. The artist and poet in me is also moved by the elegance of his writing, as it stirs my soul and makes me yearn in my heart for the next trip to the tea room. Lu Tong also studied Taoism, growing up on one of China's most sacred mountains. Though he was married and had children, he still lived a life of leisure withdrawn from the world. His poetry and lifestyle, however, attracted the attention of some officials, and it would seem that the tea sage himself kept up these relations in exchange for the high quality tea they offered him. He was even given some imperial tribute tea, which was priceless and unavailable except by gift from the Dragon Throne. A government official and friend sent some to Lu Tong, inspiring his most famous poem, The Song of Tea, or The Seven Bowls of Tea. The most famous and inspirational part is, the first cup moistens the throat. The second shatters all feelings of solitude. The third cup purifies the digestion, reopening the 5,000 volumes I've studied and bringing them to mind fresh. The fourth induces perspiration, evaporating all of life's trials and tribulations. With the fifth cup, the body sharpens crisp, and the sixth cup is the first step on the road to enlightenment. The seventh cup sits steaming. It needn't be drunk, as one is lifted to the abode of the immortals. It is difficult to translate the depth and perspective of Lu Tong's poems, and one is better served by reading several. In this poem, he elucidates the effects tea has, slowly rising from a physical sensation to one of comfort and warmth, like the company of a true friend, and then on to the communion with the universal energy, qi, and all the heavenly transcendence of those final draughts. It is amazing that in just a handful of words, this ancient master captures all the breadth I'm questing for in this book. To honor my tea, I shut my wooden gate, lest worldly people intrude. And donning my silken cap, I brew and taste my tea alone. Unfortunately, Lu Tong lost his life while visiting the capital. The emperor plotted to remove some of the eunuchs that were manipulating the throne. He sent them out of the inner palace to collect some dew from an important tree, believing it to grant longevity to those who drank some. Assassins waited for them in the grove. The eunuchs, however, realized the plot and fled back into the palace. They called in the army, and the emperor supported their investigation in order to feign innocence. They ransacked the city and executed many officials, even without convincing evidence. No doubt, they used this as an excuse to get rid of some of their own political barriers. Unfortunately, Lu Tong was visiting the very same official that had sent him the tea that had inspired his poem. The soldiers captured the official and his household, including the guest. Years earlier, Lu Tong had written a satirical poem that mocked the court eunuchs, and they hadn't forgotten. He was beheaded and buried in a humble grave, his children orphaned. There may not be a colossal gravestone commemorating him, and even much of his poetry has drifted into obscurity, but there hasn't been a tea lover since his time that hasn't learned and often memorized his tea poetry. The above poem captures all of what tea is about for me: mindfulness, reverence, and withdrawal from worldly concerns. The first time I saw one of Lu Tong's poems, it was inscribed upon a Qing Dynasty pot for tea storage. While others were busy drinking tea, I found myself revolving the pot over and again, trying to comprehend the meanings of these words. I found myself imagining this man on some mountain, images of Wu Yi dancing in my head, brewing his teas and writing his poems with brush and ink. I imagined the vivacity his calligraphy must have had after such seemingly powerful tea sessions. When I returned to the table that day, my tea tasted all that much sweeter